Begin the Karan Dav Misach the Sukkah Dav Mimtas. Begin the Meral. Begin the Chesed Master. Begin with the words of the Gemara. Shekom Mizbech Shalai Karen. Any Mizbech that doesn't have a Karen is going to be possible for the Avodah. So over here, where that Chesed explains what happened over here. So Gazel over here Shekarnei Nifgama, where the Karen got dented even a little bit. So Avodah Karen command the lesser. So it's like as if the Karen's not here. Lekach Nivzla Avodah, and therefore the Mizbech became Basla Avodah. Because they only can. Doesn't have a can. The begimit by itself, but the mizbeach, because a dent invalidates by the stones of the mizbeach. Kedesh l'tachke batzaparn. The amount that if you put your fingernail over it, where it gets stuck, kedam aperkam nechon, like the Gemara says in the first paragraph, that if you tchasim an al. Now, the time of perishim kudrus, Rashi explained what's the reason. Mishim nasi says in the pasuk, abonim shleim mistem, you have to build it with complete stones. And when it gets dented, it's not valid. Now, ubesida. Now, regarding the plaster that they built in the Mizbeach all together, that's actually Pligah B'Tanoi Hasan. That's actually Machlokes Tanoim over there. B'Shem Min Yochi Omer, he says Tefach, a dent of a Tefach in Maldis. B'Lez Min Yagam Miksas, this is the size of an olive. And what's bothering Tosis is, so how do we know that here it became invalidated? How do we know that Mizbeach becomes invalidated at all? From this concept of a dent in the plaster, but if Rashi brings the pasuk of Avon Mishleim Mistivna, so that's about the stones. So what's their machlekes over there that they're having regarding the sid as if that should be invalid? Shlomo Steyer says what you could say is the hatam that's for another reason. It's not because of Avon Mishleim. You're right. It's not the stones that were dented. Mishum Delachash of Ribua. That would be a problem because it's not going to be considered as square. Which lamar b'hai b'shur, lamar b'hai shur. That's the machlekes over there regarding what the measurement is. But being squared is ma'akev, like our Gemara brings over here. Now, amihum b'mizbeach nicho. By mizbeach, it makes sense that the ribu is ma'akev because the chesiv it says in the pasuk ribu yeh mizbeach. The mizbeach should be square. Aval, but keren menal. Where do you know that by the keren that it became invalidated? Because the sid hoyubikaren, there's plaster in the karen. And how do you know that the plaster has to be squared and without any dents? The other picture page comes across because even the Rashi explains over here that karen evan muduba amalam budamama, that the karen is a stone that's squared nam by nam with a height of an amma. But since Tosfos talk, it's not possible to explain like what he's saying. Because the idea of Malbinasa, it wasn't pure stone, because it was made through a mold to make it into this measurement. Because these are like the one that says, welcome up in the Dalam and Alf. Obviously, you have to fill up the holes with plaster, which that was the point of making a mold. So, how do you know that the Siddos has to be squared? The Shemar, the Buddha, the Karen, Yafin, Mzech, says, this is maybe that the fact that the Karen had to be squared, you know, it's on the Mzech, because it's on the Mzech, it's part of it. Just like the mizbeach had to be squared so through the keren, therefore getting it dented, even if the sid part, it would be an invalidation. That's a different thing we're going to say. Even mizbeach, now the stones in mizbeach, and we say that even a minute dent invalidates it. My year, you mishum nifkemo. What do you have to come on to the idea? Because if it's got dented, typically mishum dechasra even. Very simply, it's because the stone is lacking. But for the nifkemo, late nifkemo, even if it wasn't. Ruined. In other words, let's say you have a stone that's split into two. So you don't have any pegima. Like, let's say it's smooth. And still it should be possible. Because like Karin Bushlemis, it's not whole. Like it's obviously something more in Zavachma, but they got Mizrach as Duraimis. Grind Mizbeach on the southeast. Shlahoyla, you saw it, they didn't have a foundation. I mean, the park where the Gemara asked, wait, Heich Abdullah, how'd they make it that this not going to be a foundation? Because it's made out of a series of blocks. As the Gemara says, either Gaisla, if they cut off that part of the foundation, it can't be Avod Mishlemus Melchman. It has to be whole. Sounds like that has to be whole. So why do you have to come onto the fact of Pogum? It's going to be a problem because it's missing. So it says, Mishlemus, what you can say is, that's what the Gemara is saying about the Nitzvach. Igai is Lishaber Eben. If you're cutting off to break the stone, no, because you can't break the stone without denting it. And therefore it's not going to be whole. Now, v'im bo lefaches ulahachlik besakin. And if you're coming to go ahead and diminish it and smooth it out with a knife so that it'd be smooth, b'lebekim, without any dents, That's not possible also, because in Kisura, there's a prohibition to lay down the Valim Barzi. You're not supposed to lift up any metal object on the stones of the Mizbech. So therefore, what the Gemara says in Zvachim, that it has to be Avon Mishlemus, that's because the Avon is Pogum, not because it's missing. It's coming to include a stone that was missing if it's not Pogum. So then it's Mutter. But Hemashim says about the Zabrik and Bishmal, definitely Bez and Bez, Kabe Avon Mizbech, Shekatsum. If you have the stones of the altar, the Yevonim went and broke it down, begun to base Chashmonai, and the Chashmonai went and hid it away. Come, the Gemara says, hey, Chanavid, what should we do with it? Nitvarinu, if we should break it through the Gentiles to Mevatlet, you can't do that, because Avon Mishlemus Merachman Torah says it has to be whole. Rashi explains over there that it has to be whole, that it can't have any dents at all. Shikamar asks, okay, Nasvinu. Pirish, what does that mean to say? That you should chisel them after you break them, and lasses and blimpikimus make without any dents. Shigmar says, like ton of blim basil, because if it says not to lift up any metal object on it, and the vinyl is smooth it out through a metal object. And that's why hid away. Again, this sounds like from there that this is Avon Mishlemus, we learn out that it can't have any dents. But if it's smooth, yeah, it would be okay, even if it's broken. Then it says, when we begin to say, Evel Abdul de Shamir. So wait a second. So why can't you do it through the Shamir worm? Which they should break the stones of Mizbeach that the Yevonim had shattered. And after they break it, so the Mavatlip, and then they smooth it out through the Shamir, so it won't have any dents. So why do they have to actually hide away the stones? Because the Revai Yishen have a Shamir, because in the second base of Mikdash, which is when the story of the Yevonim happened, was there was a Shamir. When the first prophets passed away, but Urmatumim, then they stopped, it ceased to be the Urmatumim. And Meshachov based on Mikdash, the Beis Mikdash was destroyed, Batl Shamir, then the Shamir stopped ceasing to be. Now, it sounds like that as long as the Beis Mikdash was around, there was still a Shamir. And behind the Bayesh, and this is the second Beis Mikdash, because the Ibayas region, because if it's referring to the first Beis Mikdash, but the second Beis Mikdash wasn't around anymore, then Lavino, and the Gemara should have mixed together these two teachings and said, Meshachov Beis Mikdash, when the Beis Mikdash was destroyed, Batl or Metumim, the Shamir. And the reason is because the Mishamazin, the Bein Mishainim, Hayachor Menabayis, which was at the same time of the Chorban Beis HaMikdash, Kedetanya, like learned in the Brayis of the Gemara, that Mishachor Beis HaMikdash, that about Lomer Tumim, they stopped to be Lomer Tumim behind the Bayis Rishon, that was by the first Beis HaMikdash. Because the Chamisha Debarim Chasa Bayis Rishon, the Bayis Rishon, there's five things that weren't by the second Mikdash, that was by the first Beis HaMikdash. Because it used to be Yuma, like it's burned Yuma, the Chafal, Amid Beis. And one of them was the Lomer Tumim. So you should have mixed it together. Obviously, if not mixing it together, obviously, when you're saying that the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, then the stop being Ur Metumim and the Shamir, that's Elabata HaShamir. This was saying that the Shamir is not there anymore. So you couldn't mix it together, because one is by the Chorban Bayis Rishon, and this is by Chorban Bayis Sheni. So you see that they did have the Shamir in the second Beis Hamikdash, which is all part of Tariq's question. This is the Rishon says within the Mishnah. Meshchav Beis Hamikdash, when the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, little Tamar Peres, then the taste of the fruits stopped to be. We could presume it's after the destruction of the second Beis Hamikdash, Shachar B'yamav, which that was destroyed in his days, that he saw that this happened. And Teda, you should know that this is because the Ashkam B'vayi Shreinik, because we find the second Beis HaMikdash, Shahayu Peiroi Mizbarachin B'meshem Mishatach. We do find that actually there was Tam in the Peiros. In the days of Shem Mishatach, Shanas Nachitin Kekloi Shal Shara Gol, we find the wheat were bigger than the kidneys of a large ox. V'ayish Lebi Raya, could bring another proof that the Shemir by saying that the Shemir was in the second Beis Hamikdash. Moved the Dama ben Nesina from the story of Dama ben Nesina. Perikam the Kedushin of Lamal Alfam Alf. There was Perik Beis Avod Zod of Chavikim Al Beis. Shavik Shemir the Chachmi Yisrael Evonim LeEifod, that the sages asked from him stones for the Eifod. But the Eifod bow Shemir, and the stones of the Eifod require a Shemir. Could the Kamer of the Chamir Perik Aglu from Zod Dama Chazam Beis? Because the Beis Hamikdash says that you have to have Pituchi Chaisam, has to be engraved in the stones, but you now put metal on it, so, because it has to be whole. And says Mimiloisim that it can't be missing anything from it. That could only be through the Shamir. Now, Philip Behudi, the Polygal of Omar, Shamir should buy Bond Shlem as Beis HaMikdash, even though he says that you needed to build the Beis HaMikdash, not like Mimichemi who says that the stone of the Beis HaMikdash could be done through metal. Still, Maidanami, he also agrees to Abne Eifed by Shamir, that the stones of Eifed need the Shamir. Can the Mokapak Misha also get enough some Chasim and Avak, but the Beis HaMikdash also but the building is Mikdash and Shabbat Melach and Tid. The Kamini, we said, Heche Navid. How did he build it without metal? You understand? Nikah Shamir. You put the Shamir. The Eisim Moshe Avnei Eifod. that they brought to the stones of the ephod when they made the Mishkan. Sounds like they built the Mishkan, also with the Shamir. That's obviously Rabbi Yehuda, because of Mechem Yolah HaBashamil HaBashamikdash, because Mechem Yehuda didn't use it for the HaBashamikdash. You had to be able to use metal. So obviously it comes out. Rabbi Yehuda also agrees that the stone of the Eifed, you needed the Shamir. Now, but the Dhamma ben Nasina, so Tosfos concludes his riot. Now, the story of Dhamma ben Nasina, but by Hashem, it was in time of the second HaBashamikdash. And we're saying there was the Shamir, because how else would they use the stones for the Eifed? Kamin HaHasim, the Moses says, over the Lashon, the next year, Nodul Lepar Adumah Be'edroi. A red heifer was born in his flock. Now, and the Chumah were coming to buy from him. Now, the B'sheva Paras Hayu, there were seven Para Adumas. HaRashayin HaShasa Maisha, the first one Maisha being made. Shnia, second one Shasa Ezra made. Shnia Maisha the Para. Kimin Shayi Shamir, B'vai Shayin, the Kibrishas. Now, Ezra, he built the second Mesa Mingdash. Sounds like in the first Mesa Mingdash didn't make a Para Aduma at all. Coming to Duma Nesinam, because it skips, it goes to Ezra. Now, comes to Ben Nesina, that they're buying from the Para Aduma, and the event for the Eifed, obviously with the time to take Mesa Migdash, and they needed to use the Shamir for the Eifed, because we see that that was in time to take second Mesa Migdash, because they didn't do it in the front of the Mesa Migdash. Now, so therefore, Taisa said, we came in Shamir by Shem Gabrisha, so he concludes the question. So there was a Shamir in the time to take Mesa Migdash. So my guns and Mesa Shunai. So why did Chashmonai hide away the stones in Mesbech that they were destroyed by the Yabanim, by the Greeks? But you could have broken it through Gentiles and then smoothed it out through the Shamir, and you could use it again for the building of the base of the Mizbech. It's not gonna have dents. So this is what you could say, yeah, Shamir ain't isa ice and shlemos. Shamir doesn't make it whole. Shlaitachka but sparring that a fingernail shouldn't get stuck in it. It just makes it that it's not missing, but it doesn't make it that the fingernail's not gonna get stuck in there, but it'd still be invalid to be used as stones of the Mizbech. Then it says, "It's been time we begin to read, and you can say this act to take a second look." It says, "I'm Cain. Hey, Rabbanus Mizbeach. So wait a second. If the Shemir does not make it smooth, how did they build the Mizbeach with stones? Because Lev Shalom, you can't say Shalom Misakam and Bukhaz Maknizim of them that they went and they prepared it and they chiseled away the stones on the outside of the Beis Hamikdash and then they brought it inside. Because that felt like Yagav Mizbeach. Also, even such a case that we say about Mizbeach, they did this, but for Mizbeach, it's actually prohibited. It says, by Mizbeach, don't build it hewn stone." Which is boy in at the boy in the gaz. This is regarding the mizbech that you cannot build a hewn stone. But at the boy in the gaz behechel because you're kashim. But regarding the hechel and the kashim kashim, that you could do it with hewn stone. So what do I mean when it says in hammers and axes and all types of metal vessels should not be heard in the Beis Hamikdash when it's being built? The bay is in nishma. Yeah, the Beis Hamikdash shouldn't do it, but outside it could. But I'm the mizbech. What we see regarding the mizbech itself, a filbuchot in nishma that even outside of the Beis Hamikdash. You know that it shouldn't be heard. And the Chinyas Rabbi Eliyahu Zaken by Saras Emes Yegechiki that Avni Mizbeach Teichu Bar both inside and outside. Kein Egoiz Duva'ava that if you go and you cut it, it's now it's done. It's invalid because there's no way of fixing it because you can't fix it with any metal even on the outside. So how do they go ahead and build the Mizbeach initially? Now, we could differentiate before the stones became sanctified for the Mizbeach, where the Oidin Chulim, when they're still unconsecrated, and then you actually could put metal on it. After it was sanctified for the Mizbeach, then you're right, now that I fix it with any type of metallic object. So it comes out that the stones of the Mizbeach, they would smooth that out with metal before they sanctified it, but after they smoothed it out, that's when they sanctified it, that's how they built the Mizbeach. But the Avim Mizbech and Yivam that were Nifkamu, since we were already sanctified, so then, that's why they couldn't smooth it out like we had answered before. But since there's an answer, we don't need this answer, because the Mashpek is becoming something sounds like anyways that the way they built the Mizbech, to answer our original question, they built it with smooth stones, like for example, the smooth stones from the stream that's in the sand in by the sea. So to b'chel hayam nivru chalokas m'shesh me'vrish, because by the sand of the sea, those stones are created smooth from the 6 days of creation. And therefore, that's how they had the smooth stones to use. Now, me u'kash, however, what is difficult is the gabi b'ez amigdash k'sib e'ben shlema masa nivna. It says that a whole stone that should be built, which Tesi explained, what does it mean whole? It means without a dent. Then he says the Habashamil Beis Hamikdash because it says there was the Shamir for the Beis Hamikdash. Sounds like that if the Shamir made it whole, then it would be valid, but then that sounds like that it makes it even that a fingernail doesn't get stuck, but then that takes it back to the original question. So why do they have to hide away the Amir's Mizbeach? They could have fixed it by breaking it through a gentle and smoothing it out with the Shamir and built the Mizbeach again because they had the Shamir, and Taisi doesn't answer that question. Continue with, and then next says, to begin with the words of the Gemara, I'll take a Bereshis or a Barashis. Don't read the first word in the term Bereshis, rather Barashis, that he made this cavity of the Shisen. Now, so this says, Hai Tana, this Tana, but Bereshis and Bereshis, and they both hold that Mesheshim and Bereshis never do that. These Shisen, these cavities were from the 6 days of creation. Like we see Barashis, what Hashem made in the beginning. But the other Tana, learned up in the Pasuk, and also a wine vat was dug out over there in the area of the Mizbeach. Lastly, the Mahu Kura Dosh Mizbeach, he doesn't have that. He doesn't hold of this because the Mahu Kura Dosh Mizbeach. It's actually from this part that we expand the Mizbeach and the Sheetl Mizbeach, but the Admab and the cavities in Mizbeach is obviously made by man. And Ubi Milsa Gesin and on his teaching, we the text is of Olav Kura Dov, that actually was David that went and dug it out, and it wasn't from Shishim Ebrachus. Now, Mir Kasha, what is difficult is because Rav Yechon, but contradiction of Rav Yechon. Because Rav here he quoted as saying, as we said before, Mishishim Ebrachus Nibru, that's from the 6 days of creation. Because the Dorish Maisi, the other Amman, he expounds that it's the handiwork of the craftsman, which is Hashem. Because Maisi Abnasa Shalmakum. Come on, Pekachal, but later on, Pekalon Abn Gimel Rav, Rav Yechon, he says, Bishoshakar Dabit Shisin, at the time when David was digging the cavities, Kabasaima, it started flooding the world. So who did it? David or from Shishim Ebrachus? So it says, B'shem HaMaroi Ninnu Olivet Rabbi Yechon, right? Maybe it's Machlag Zamaram, in what was the opinion of Rabbi Yechon. Continue with the next place, the Maskel Tate begins with the words of the Gemara, B'yateu Serig, and he planted the trunk, Zebes HaMikdosh, B'yivin Migdal Batecha, and he built a tower inside of it, Zemezbeth, that's the altar, B'kam Yekav Chatzabay, and even in the altar there was also a wine vat that was dug inside of it, Elah Shisna refers to the cavities in Mizbeach. Kath Kosa B'chal Svam, so this is how it's written in all the texts, but it gives according to Rashi's Girsa. But the Septi goes, when the Septi Girsa is differently. What does it mean? The Yivin Megdal Batecha, he built a tower inside of it. Zehechel, this refers to the sanctuary. Began Yaakov Chatzabay, and also a bat, he dug inside of his Mizbeach, the first of his Mizbeach. And so it says, we're calling Mizbeach Yaakov, why is it called Mizbeach in the wine bat? L'fisha Menaskum, Allah Vazayam, because they pour the wine libations on the Mizbeach. Shemitzin, Mina Yaakovim, which they take out from the wine, from the wine bat. And from the extra word gum, they expound that referring to the Shisin, but the Yaakov Chatzabay is not referring to the Shisin itself, but that's referring to the Mizbeach.